Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with National Irish Bank. The bank that brought Danske Bank's international expertise to Ireland is now bringing the Danske Bank name.
Do you know what size the budget deficit is going to be for 2013?
Less than 10 billion, 10 to 50 billion, 50 to 100 billion, 100 to 250 billion, 250 to 500 billion, or more than 500 billion.
More than 500 billion, gotta be sky high.
Maybe 50 to 100?
250 yeah. to 500 billion.
Yeah.
What would you say?
The same.
Oh, let's say it's, we're probably in debt about 10 to 50 billion, I'd imagine.
I'd say it's more than, I'd say 250 to 500.
Maybe 100 to 250?
Yeah.
It's just a guess now, I wouldn't have
Yeah, I'm the same.
Which of the following figures do you imagine most accurately represents the value of Ireland's national debt?
Would you think it's less than 1 billion, 1 to 20 billion, 20 to 40 billion, 40 to 60 billion, 60 to 100 billion, or more than 100 billion?
Between 20 and 40 maybe billion, just because I've heard a lot about on the radio and that.
I'd say 40 to 60.
I'm going to say less than a billion.
About 100 billion.
1 to 20 billion.
If you got the size of the national debt one wrong, don't worry. Only 36% of those asked for this survey got it right. Only 2% more were in the right ballpark for the government's spending deficit. In spite of the crash course in higher economics that we've all undergone in the last 5 years, in this survey, supervised by Trinity College economics professor Brian Lucy, Ireland barely scraped a D.
We did. We got a D, which is fine. We didn't fail. On average, we're not great. If you were to try and draw a line, it's things to do with the labour market, unemployment, minimum wages, that kind of stuff, we do pretty well on. I suppose people are sensitised to it. It's immediate. Things like the size of the bailout, things like the amount of our exports and imports, they're kind of vague. The budget deficit, they're kind of vague. People don't see them hitting themselves in the immediate sense, although of course they do eventually hit our pockets.
56% got the unemployment rate right and 53% the social welfare rates correct. But just under two-thirds didn't know how big the bailout was. And there was a notable tendency to assume things were a lot worse than they actually are. Take, for instance, the number of homes in mortgage arrears of over 3 months. The most up-to-date figure from the central bank is 12.3%.
25 to 40%. Yeah. It's just now a guess and listening to the radio. Yeah.
I'm the same.
I would say at least a quarter, so 25 to 40%.
25 to 40%.
I'd say 25%. How many are in trouble and from people I listen to and hear?
I'd say 40%.
Only a third of the nearly 800 people who took the survey got this question right. Right in this case being placing the figure in an 11 to 25% bracket. As you know, we're in an 85 billion euro bank bailout. But, as it turns out, only 35% of us could place this in the right ballpark of between 50 and 100 billion euro. Guesses again tended towards the upper end of the scale.
100 to 200 billion.
Yeah, I'd say it's 100 billion there.
So 100 to 200 million.
Yeah.
It's figures you can't really get your head around.
It's mad money.
Interestingly, it's not ill-informed youth dragging our average score down. 18 to 25-year-olds got more right answers than anybody else, perhaps because they're at the sharp end of austerity. Those of pensionable age scored worse than all the other age groups.
I suppose one conclusion is that people in the younger age groups have been more immediately impacted over the last 5 years now. We should have a party of this crisis. People in the higher brackets, the higher age brackets, have, generally speaking, been less badly affected. That's a very subjective, very broad brush, but I think the figures bear that out. It's not surprising, therefore, that people, particularly in the older age groups, would not necessarily be as clued into some of the minutiae about maybe minimum wages and that kind of stuff.
Some of the answers have clearly been shaped by cultural or political prejudices. Which of the following, for instance, do you think is the area that the government spends most money on?
Social welfare, interest or national debt, purchase of goods and services, public sector wages and pensions, or subsidies to private enterprise.
The public sector wages and pensions bill is the most significant area of state spending. but 27% questioned went straight for another answer.
Social welfare.
Social welfare, I'd imagine. So many people on the live register.
Probably social welfare.
Well, at the moment, with the unemployment rate, social welfare.
It's either between social welfare or public sector wages.
That's going to feed into a perception that the social welfare budget is bankrupting us. That's going to feed into a perception that these are all scroungers. That's going to feed into perceptions about what we should do with social welfare. And that goes through the whole thing. You know, if people have gross misperceptions about what the actual size and structure of the economy is, they're not informed, and therefore they can't be expected to make an informed choice. And our politicians, when they do give them the information, aren't trusted.
Those who took the survey were, in the main, they said, getting their economic information from the internet. Newspaper, TV and radio lagged significantly behind. But the one place that virtually nobody said they trusted as a source was politicians or political campaigns.
The whole thing becomes a bit of a veil of ignorance. In fact, politicians should probably shut up about the economy, because they've not done a great job of managing it. And they're certainly not doing a great job of actually informing people about what the size and structure is.
One of the things that you can draw from this, though, is that given in all of your responses, the exaggeration in people's minds of how bad the situation is, how big the bailout is, how big the national debt is, that opposition have an easier time of it in any future electoral campaign, because people are predisposed to think that the situation is actually significantly worse than it is.
Yeah, and that is maybe part of the Irish situation of going, oh God, it's shocking, it's terrible. You know, I mean, 10% of people think that the budget deficit is more than 100 billion euro. I mean, things are not quite that bad yet. The opposition can, by the subtle omission and being on message, their message, which is this crowd have done bad, vote for us, play into that fear, play into that ignorance. And it is about ignorance, not in a pejorative sense of people are buck ignorant. It's just that people don't know. And our politicians have to be, if they are to be messengers of the people, they need to be giving people actual factual information rather than giving people what they think the people think they know. It would be very interesting if we had 166 TDs and whatever number of senators sat down in front of this survey and do it. And let's tabulate those results and see how our TDs and senators do compared to the population at large. I'm not sure they would come out manifestly much better.
It's hard to imagine many, or indeed any, politicians willingly subjecting themselves to this questionnaire on drive time. Ironically, though, a disproportionate number working in the financial sector actually responded to the questionnaire. Initially, researchers feared that their level of knowledge would skew the results upwards. It turns out, though, that our bankers and economists scored the same or worse than the national average on a majority of the questions.